Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are Shogun's views, and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
What's up?
What it do, what it do. You feel me?
Welcome to the Let Them Know MMEO show,
yes,
the episode
sir.
42.
Episode 42, man. You feel me?
I'm here with my host, my partner.
Sugar Shine in the building.
Yes, sir. What's up, Sugar Shine? What you been up to, man?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, life, man.
Life.
Fatherhood, life, you know what I'm saying? You for me trying to, you know what I'm saying, trying to put into fruition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Talking about fatherhood, congratulations. We did a gender reveal.
Thank you.
Tell
thank
them,
you.
Sugar
you.
Shane.
Oh, man, first of all, I want to personally thank my brother, you for me, from another, you for my brother, Ron Stone, man. And you for me, his wife, you for me, my lovely sis, you for me, Kelly Wallace, man. Because, one, I just want to commend my sis for being able to hold water, man. She didn't tell nobody nothing except for my brother Ron, who, from what I heard, man, he had the most ideas for what was going on, man. And it was a beautiful revealing. You feel me? They came with the sandwich things. You feel me? With the toothpicks, with the boyfriend. I'm not going to lie. Ron Loki gave it away, but he tried to hide it. But, you know what I'm saying? It was an accident. But I knew, but my girl didn't know. And she shed tears. And we had it on Facebook Live. It was beautiful, man. And
see,
it was exciting news.
Tell everybody that I didn't mess up. You didn't see that balloon, man. You making me feel bad.
You know, the cold part is I want to let you go, Ron. I'm not going to lie.
Man, he set me up.
Nah, like, if you would have just ignored the balloon,
man,
I wouldn't have thought nothing of it.
We had a balloon.
Nah, Ron, what gave it away is we had to drive to the store, and you tried to tuck the balloon.
But you couldn't see.
Ron, you tried to
was
tuck
it
the,
a girl
Ron,
or was it a boy?
Ron, you drove. You drove with a balloon tucked under your legs.
Yeah.
That.
But you couldn't see what gender was. See, okay. So what we did.
So
Sugar Shade was, I thought about getting a balloon. Well, my wifey Kelly thought about getting a balloon also. And then for them to pop it. So got him a big balloon.
It was a very big balloon.
And it had a question mark on it, and then it popped, and then it was a beautiful scenery.
It was dope, man. I'm not gonna lie. It felt like the winning championship, man. It was a bunch of blue and gold. It was baby blue, but it was blue and gold just raining down. I'm not gonna lie. It was very exciting because, one, don't get me wrong, we would have been excited wherever we were having. But
yeah,
just the whole, like you said, the whole balloon process. Then they had two banners up with it's a boy and it's a girl. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? To throw it off like, oh, man, we don't know what's going on. And then when I popped that balloon and then my wife's reaction, you feel me? Like, her reaction was, that's really what it was all about right there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like that, because this is out of, you know what I'm saying? All I'm going to say is, man, this is the first boy. It's the first boy, babe. My brother got a lot of girls, man. It's the
man,
first boy.
That's cool.
And then, you know what I'm saying, like, in a lot of different levels, you know what I'm saying? But, say, like, you know, what my mom say, it's her third grandson. But, I say, with my father, you know what I'm saying, this is his first grandson. I'm his only son.
That's crazy.
And it's his first grandson.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Third time's
and
a charm,
then,
huh?
Like I said, my girl got five girls, and it's her first boy.
He's a third grandson. And your third child.
Oh, no, my first child.
No. He's going to be your third child.
Oh, you know, yeah. He'll be
that's
yeah.
crazy
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
congrats,
man.
And everything.
And I appreciate y'all, too, man, because y'all made that special.
Oh,
I mean, I'm
going to
say
man,
straight up,
man. That's good.
Y'all,
I'm glad
y'all made
you
that.
Got to enjoy it. Oh, yeah, then wifey, Callie. She had made some wraps, something healthy. So we both came up with the idea. But she did a great job. She did all the work, man. She
and
made some
they got
turkey
for the record.
Wraps, and then we put the toothpick, and we put the blue bows, and then she got some blue Capri Suns with the blue bows on them.
Which we got up with which
cap?
Oh, for sure. You know, there's certain souvenirs like I'm just like this, man. I don't condone it necessarily hoarding, to an unhealthy level, but I believe that there's like certain things that are kept off sentimental value. You know what I'm saying? Like, it at least it means something to certain people.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I'm gonna say like that blue Capri Sun.
Yeah.
With the little extra works on it. You feel me? The little extra It's a Boy works. That's going right up there with like Kizzy first birthday candy, but she got like Rice Krispies and Starburst with her face on it.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's just, cool. You know what I'm saying? The family is creative, man. They do different things, man. Take care of everybody. You feel me? Everybody feel love, man.
That's good, man.
That's how we starting the year off, man. That's how we starting the year off.
That's cool. So starting the year off. So this episode, I was thinking about talking about how we starting the year off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you have been doing, what I have been doing. You want to let the listeners know a little something about how you started off your year. I heard that did you finish your vision board?
Yeah, I finished my dream board. You know what I'm saying? Dream board, vision board, whatever you call it. Basically, same thing, same purpose. And as far as like, have I accomplished anything on there yet?
Mm-hmm.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have dates on it to where you have set goals? Like every week, each week it says, okay, I'm going to do this goal. This week, I'm going to do this goal. And hold yourself accountable.
I'm going to be honest and say no. Don't get me wrong. I have a list of goals set up.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, I have been putting in work towards certain goals.
Okay, that's good.
It's not that I haven't done anything, you know what I'm saying? I haven't necessarily written it all down, plan for plan, on what I'm going to do every time I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie.
Set yourself dates and stuff, you know.
Well, yeah.
And accomplish those goals.
And
hold yourself accountable, you know.
And I'm not going to argue with that.
Consistency is everything.
Yep.
And then when you achieve a goal, then it mentally, that'll tell you, oh man, I accomplished this goal. It's something that I've been wanting to do. So it's my next goal. That's a priority. And you'll do it. And then you'll start doing it faster and faster. That's what they say. It's like the momentum. You know, get that momentum. You know, you riding on a bike. If you don't ride a bike, what you going to do? You're going to fall. You're going to fall, right?
Yep.
But when you get that momentum going, you're going to go and keep on going. And don't know where it's going to take you.
Yep, I agree.
So handle that. I'm proud of you.
Well, you feel me? And I'm going to say like this, right? You feel me? Like I said, a part of it, at least as far as I can say, my personal journey with the Woo is on the process of that, building good habits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, a.k.a. like, and that's what I'm the worst with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm just being honest. I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, I'm accomplishing everything I said at the beginning of the year. But, no, but you feel me? But I've been putting in steps to stopping certain bad habits or mm-hmm. stopping certain levels of bad habits and redirecting that energy into practicing good habits, better habits, more successful habits, even as far as, like, say, listening to something in the morning, right? I'm going to say, for example, normally, and my girl can attest to this, you know what I'm saying, you know, special guest last week, you know, or last show.
What's up, Sid?
You know what I'm saying?
Good job.
Chantel Johnson, you feel me? Michelle Chantel Johnson, who is still doing credit and taxes, so, you know what I'm saying, holla at one stop. But as far as certain notes just taken, as far as just continuously putting in the work and continuously waking up every day, like you know you say, on a mission to succeed something. On a mission to get a step closer to where you're trying to get to. You know what I mean? And this has been a rough journey, you feel me, but at the same time too, I'm not gonna lie, you feel me? That's like this, and I'm not nowhere close to where I'm trying to get to. But I will say this, as rough as the journey is, it feels easier when you start like, but when you start practicing those habits more often, and when you start building towards that positivity on a daily basis as soon as you wake up, you know what I'm saying? And as far as just attacking a positive mind frame, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, and you feel yourself starting to take more control of your life. You feel yourself starting to take more control of what's really going on and what you're really trying to get to, and being realistic with yourself on what it's going to take to get to where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
You feel me? And like I said, I'm saying all that for me to say I'm in the process of building better habits.
That's good.
You feel me? And,
that's
and
good.
Dropping back, or like, I'm not going to say dropping, but minimizing and decreasing bad habits, or you feel me, or habits that I'm used to or previous to, and you feel me, and trying to think more successful and trying to think of everything that it takes.
So I'm going to hold you accountable. Is that all right?
That part.
Okay, so today's, what, 2-2-2-2?
It is.
We were talking about that earlier.
It is.
2-2-2-2. So I could remember that day. So what, in 30 days, we should see some type of success because you'll have better habits. And then, like what we spoke about is like life doesn't, how does it go? Life doesn't change life doesn't change on its own. Life changes because you make a change. Something like that.
Something like that.
But, you know, it's like if you want to change in your life, then you have to make a change in your life.
That part. Like, main
because
words,
if you,
you have
do
to
do the same
make...
thing you've been doing in the past, then you're going to be in the same place where you are.
Period.
Right?
Period. And then, you feel me? And then... And then and that's the thing too, right? And like I'm just gonna, you know what I'm saying, just be honest, I'm not gonna go into a rant about it, but as far as dealing with the ups and downs of positive and negative energy, you know what I'm saying, dealing with depression, happiness, woo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even with like say jobs you work at or like that.
Yeah.
I've been going through certain things in my job or like that at times, you feel me, affect my positive and negative levels. You feel me?
Yeah.
Of just, you know what I'm saying, or how I be. And It's a thing that you got to learn to level out in life. You know what I'm saying? Because no matter what it is that you do, no matter rich or poor or like that, right, you don't ever want to bring that type of stuff home, or you don't ever want to bring, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't ever want negativity to linger on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to base tomorrow's decision off of yesterday's mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You don't.
But, like, one thing I learned, I'm going to say this. Through life, a lot of people I've been close to, a lot of my family members, a lot of other people I've been connected to, is you can't never grow if you're holding on to yesterday's mistakes, pain, and past.
Yeah.
You feel me? You have to learn how to deal with things and get through things and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
That's true.
Like point blank period. You know what I'm saying? Because I know too many people that's held themselves back from a happier future, from just daily happiness. You know what I'm saying? From enjoying the small things, from them enjoying the small things with their kids. You know what I'm saying? For them to tell their kid that they're proud of them. Because they can't tell their kid they're proud of them, you feel me? Because they're so stuck in the past of where somebody didn't tell them something.
Yeah.
And it's like, you feel me? That's why, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what nobody's been through. And I don't mean to say insensitively.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, as a parent, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know my dad has been through hell and back. You know what I'm saying? I know my dad has been through all kind of stuff that I'm not going to speak on here like that. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just like this. You feel me? There's been a time where, you feel me, my dad's been in jail with my grandpa at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With his own father type of stuff like that. Like, he was hard on me because he didn't want me to be like him.
Yeah,
right?
That's good. That's real good that he did that.
He accomplished his mission. Too, don't get me wrong, I'm a hard head and all stuff like that with the woo, but I'm not how he was in his childhood, and I know my son's not going to be like me in my childhood, but at the same time, too, as human beings, like you said, where we at, we have to learn, we have to grow, and we have to teach each other.
Yeah.
Right now, especially more than ever, financial literacy, basic common courtesy, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of young kids out here, you feel me, that don't hold doors open, that don't turn their music down low for old people, that, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of different things that just like, you know, basic.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, but what you were saying about, you know, the past and the present, like what you were saying. You know where this came from, this quote? Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. That is why they call it the present. What you think about that, man?
I have heard that before. I can't put the name to the who quoted it or who.
You heard it. What do you think about that quote? Similar to what you were talking about. So do you? It's crazy because is that why they call it the present? Because the past is the past, but it's a gift for us to see tomorrow. Is that why they? That's why they call it a present, right? Yeah. Because this is like a gift to see another day, basically, open up. And then so that's why we're here to accomplish more things. You know, we're here for a reason. You know, that's what I thought. You know, I'm here for a reason.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I say, like, a lot of that is based on perspective.
Perspective.
Yeah, because perspective plays, I mean, perspective is the biggest part in any point anybody's trying to make, right? Because you can only make a point based on perspective.
Yeah, but being like to where you want to change your ways in life and then being like, okay, you're given another day to handle your business, to accomplish more things. Not to just waste your life away and do the same thing you've been doing over and over, right?
Yeah, and
that's what you were talking about earlier.
Correct. And like you said, all that is based on perspective.
Yeah.
Because every individual has their own perspective, their own visuals, their own thoughts on what they think that life is supposed to be, what they see life as it really is, what they wish life was.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
do you wish life was the way you want it to be, or are you going to take the time and all that stuff to make it happen?
And see, I'm not going to lie, right, that question right there, like, do you wish life was what you want it to be, to me?
We can't.
Like, yeah, that's like...
Be wishing, you just have to take action.
Yeah, like, that's like... Like, I mean, I'm saying
action, right?
To me, for, like I said, and this is my perspective, right?
Yeah.
My perspective. That question right there is relevant to me.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because what I wish, you know what I'm saying? That went away a long time ago in my childhood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because childhood went through things, you feel me, that, for me, I wished and I prayed.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So right now you have goals and all that stuff.
Right now I'm just like this. I'm a realist.
That's not a wish list. Okay, we're not.
I don't.
Okay, I know what nobody's wishing. It's like, okay, I want to. Is that the term? You want to or I will? Because you can't say, oh, I wish I could do that, or okay,
it's will and
I will do it.
It's will and won't.
Yeah.
Because it's what I, for me, what I'm going to do, what I will do, you feel me, it's not what I won't do.
Yeah.
What I won't do.
See, that's why it's crazy that you said that, because there's another statement that, because, you know, I meet a lot of people, and then, you know, they have stuff that they want to do in life. But then this one really got me right here. Is like, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way. But if you don't, you'll find the excuse.
That's deep.
Right? Because I know I've been wanting to do a lot of stuff, but then I find the excuse not. Oh, I gotta do this. No, just do it. Right? Okay. What's your perspective about this?
That, like, I'm going to say...
You like that quote?
I love that quote because it reminds me of another quote, right, from my favorite rapper, rest in peace, You feel me? From my favorite rappers, I say, you feel me, my top two, you feel me, but the Jacka, you know, for me, from the Mafia, he was like, but there's a quote he had as far as an interview, right, where he was basically, where he said on the same level, right, he said as far as when people ask me advice on mm-hmm. what to do or how to make it big or like that, right,
yeah.
You feel me, I simply tell him this, you feel me, the people who want to do it are doing it,
mm-hmm.
you feel me? The people who are doing it are
That's
doing
true.
It.
Yeah.
You mean the people who want to do it.
Yeah.
So in the same breath, it's like this, the same sentiment. You know what I'm saying? As far as like, AKA, like, there's what you want to do and what you will do to actually get what you're talking about, what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
You can, what you're fantasizing, what you're imaginizing, whatever it is you want to frame it as, and That's you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna also say another saying that one of my peoples told me back in the day, right? I'm not gonna lie. To me, it was funny when he told me, because I was a youngster, you feel me, out there, whatever like that. But he said, man, he said, you know what the OG told me? I'm tired of dreaming about it.
Be about it?
Then, no, there was nothing else. I'm tired of dreaming about it.
I am.
You feel me?
Because it's like, okay, I dream that I'm going to be successful. I dream of being rich. I dream of being Meek Mill house. I dream of having a Lamborghini. But you got to, that's why Steve Harvey, he said something about, okay, you have to take a leap in life. We have to all take a leap. It's like, it's scary. And yeah, he says that we're all going to go through a little bumps and bruises when we take
you're gonna,
that
you're gonna
lead.
Fail. Okay, you're gonna fail. Sometimes you're gonna fail.
Just like riding
like,
a bike.
Let's not be shy about it. You're gonna fail at times.
Did you?
You're gonna fail. Fall on your fucking face.
Did you
face.
Fall when you were riding a bike?
My bad. I'm sorry.
Did you fall when you were trying to ride a bike?
Man, I'm gonna tell you, even beyond riding a bike, right? Beyond, I'm gonna say after the bike generation,
yeah.
As a scooter rider, right? I'm gonna tell you one time. I lived on the hill.
How could you crash a scooter? You must have been doing some daredevil crap.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Okay.
So basically, I was on some daredevil stuff, and
see?
Basically, I tried to hit a double wheel spin.
What the heck is a double wheel spin?
On a scooter, a Razor scooter, when they first came out.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, doing you tricks on a Razor scooter was like almost.
Times.
Doing the trick on a scooter, like a basic trick on a scooter back then, was almost more impressive than doing something on a skateboard.
What?
But basically, I was...
Two wheels, huh?
Look, I thought I was Tony Hawk. I tried to do a double bar spin.
On a scooter?
I tried to do a double bar spin on the scooter.
Oh,
man. And I ate it, and I rolled down about three or four houses.
Three or four houses?
Yeah, I had three or four houses worth of scrapes on my arms and legs as I walked my scooter back up the hill to my house.
Oh, man. Sounds like me when I was at the basketball court.
Hey, you know what, though? I got back on the scooter, though.
See, I did.
I didn't perfect it, but I got back on, though. I just want to throw that out there, man. Like, AKA, you're going to try things in life, man. You
yeah.
feel me? You're not always going to succeed. Sometimes you're going to fall. Sometimes you're going to fall hard. You feel me? But get back on the scooter. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. I'm not saying you got to try to be Tony Hawk with it, but man
like real quick, just like my skateboard, so you know how you used to put the knee down on there and then roll on it?
Oh yeah, man, like the bulldog.
Yeah,
like the bulldog.
So I was racing somebody in Hawaii up on his the blacktop basketball court.
Oh, no,
and
I was
pumping. I was like, yeah, I was getting them.
Nah, y'all was doing that, that's a sport.
And then,
nah, you wasn't skateboarding, but that was a sport.
There's a little bitty pebble. Why a little bitty pebble just stops it? Right on, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're
like
talking
when
about.
You skate,
trust me,
like,
I know, trust
well,
me.
Well, just imagine you
skated.
Flying off like that with
I've
your feet
it.
Up. Yeah. Imagine me on my hands and my knees and stuff, I fell face first on it, on the blacktop. I scraped my face and went to the hospital. But I got back up and started skating again. But yeah, man. Man, we're down to the last 5 minutes, bro. So, shoot. So with this conversation right here, you got to let the listeners know, you know, to close it out. What you want to let them know?
I mean, my main message, you know what I'm saying, would be one, don't let nobody deter you from whatever your goals are. You know what I'm saying? Whatever steps you need to take. Understand this. You feel me? If you want to take real steps,
take that.
You have to go through a boot camp obstacle course of bull crap.
Man.
You feel me? To get there.
Scared.
You feel me? And you have to battle that. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you get strong.
I say, you feel me? My wife taught me a lot. You feel me? A little time of her doing, you know what I'm saying, what she's doing with her business-wise. And then certain other people have affected me other different ways, you know what I'm saying? But the main thing, though, is just no quit, no excuses.
No
excuses. That's my main preach to anybody, no quit, no excuses. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what your job is, or like that. If you're unhappy with it, you don't like what you got going on, find a way or find ways, you feel me, to combat that and to stay, like, keep the revenue, keep everything positive going in your situation, and learn the benefits and benefit from it.
Man, yeah. So, like, for me, it's crazy because, you know, because I've been to a couple of property tours and seeing everybody being successful doing these flips and stuff. I just went to a house up in Henderson real quick.
Right, right.
And then there's my boy had introduced me to this one guy. He bought this one house for about like $280. So this guy knocks off the wall. He adds on a third bedroom, puts the tile roof, puts the concrete, makes a patio and everything, makes like a little top in the patio and everything, and then now it's worth $400. So he did all the work by himself. He did a great job too, and then he put like barn doors and stuff. If you check out my IG,
by himself, like AKA
by
like,
himself,
he knows everything as far as construction to electrical
and everything. And see, I don't know about the electrical, but he did everything else.
Well, but I'm gonna say this, man. Like, I mean, as far as another piece of advice, learn a trade. Stuff, learn things that mean something in life. Things that mean something in life.
See?
You feel me?
And then he...
That part. Whether it be financial, whether it be constructive, whether it be plumbing, whether it be... Learn a necessity. Learn something that people need.
Yeah.
Because you care about your work, and then people care about what they need. You feel me? It all goes hand in hand.
Man, that's cool. So, yeah, man. To wrap it all up, man. Good job, man. So... Every week, we try to talk about our success stories and everything like that. Remember, every month, every first and third Saturday at 12 p.m., we got new episodes. So check us out, Sugar Shane.
And Ron,
be with me.
Man, Mac Ronstone, what else you got going on, man, in the upcoming future, man? You know what I'm saying? Let's know what you got coming on. New beginnings.
Real
you know
New Beginnings, that's our little real estate business going on. So right now we're working on a fourplex that we're trying to work on, grab that, and then move forward, you know, keep moving forward, having new beginnings in life and help other people that need help. And then, hopefully get the MMEO, Motivation Music Education Organization, up and going. I'm trying to work on that for May, but see how that goes, and then hopefully we can do another one.
Yeah, man, we're gonna get something going on. We're gonna come up with some workshop type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna come up with some things that we can get the kids involved with, and that we can develop a program with, and actually make some progress towards for sure.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Another great show, Sugar Shane. We're learning a lot.
One love.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Peace. Peace out, man. MMEO, let them know, man. E-Water, man. What's up, E?
What's up?